Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As hostilities continue across the Gaza Strip, the situation remains catastrophic for civilians, according to the United Nations. There is a desperate need to reach a ceasefire, free the hostages, and scale up humanitarian aid to Gaza. No place is safe in Gaza, yet civilians continue to be ordered to evacuate to ever-shrinking areas, said Rosemary DiCarlo, Undersecretary General for Political and Peacebuilding Affairs. Furthermore, 10 months into the war, the threat of regional escalation is more palpable and chilling than ever. As President Biden emphasized in a statement last week with leaders of Qatar and Egypt, said U.S. Permanent Representative to the UN, Linda Thomas Greenfield, there is no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay. It is time to release the hostages, begin the ceasefire, and implement this agreement.
A durable ceasefire could accelerate efforts to restore basic services, including electricity and water and sanitation, bringing much-needed relief to Palestinian civilians, many of whom have been displaced multiple times. It could enable an urgently needed vaccination campaign to stop the spread of polio, and it would facilitate the release of all hostages held by Hamas.
A ceasefire in Gaza could also help enable diplomatic efforts to restore calm and reduce regional tensions. From the start of this conflict between Hamas and Israel, the United States has worked to avoid a situation in which the fighting in Gaza spirals into a broader regional conflict, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. The United States worked closely with Israel and our partners in the region to repel Iran's unprecedented attack on Israel and stave off a broader conflict. Now we are once again in a moment of heightened threat.
Consequently, the United States has taken needed precautionary steps, including moving an aircraft carrier group and additional air assets to the region so that should the situation arise again, we are prepared to defend Israel and U.S. military personnel in the region against any threats.
Our deployments of additional military assets are not a prediction of what is to come. A broader regional conflict is not inevitable, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. The United States' overall goal remains to turn the temperature down in the region, deter and defend against any future attacks, and avoid regional conflict. That starts with finalizing a deal for an immediate ceasefire with hostage release in Gaza. We need to get this over the finish line.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.